You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Opening up this new hour of Neon Jazz with a tune called The Art of War. It's talented journeyman jazz pianist Orrin Evans off the 2011 CD called Captain Black Big Band. Orrin is a cat that follows his own lead, and that is a very strong one from his hometown of Philadelphia. Frequently a collaborator with bassist Christian McBride, he's released 25 albums as a leader and a co-leader, including work with his neo-soul acid jazz ensemble called Love Park, and he has a collective trio called Tar Baby. He got some good training and education at Rutgers University, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked Oren what he learned from the great Kenny Barron while he attended Rutgers, and this is what he had to say about it.
My time at Rutgers was more about people, the business, life. You know, I would sit with Kenny Barron during my lessons. We'd just talk about the industry, you know, talk about different people in Philadelphia. And during that time, I was also curating. That was the beginning of me curating series. So one of the first bands that I actually presented was Kenny Barron.
From there, he has gone on to have a very packed career full of gigs and respect. He's performed with the likes of Kansas City's Bobby Watson, Ralph Peterson, Dwayne Eubanks, and many more, and he is not going anywhere anytime soon. And it's with that that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs jazz from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, with Bobby Watson leading the march at UMKC, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of another hour of that tasty, delicious jazz you love. And speaking of that teacher and legend that we just mentioned, Kenny Barron, here he is next on the show off his latest album, teamed up with Dave Holland with the 2014 song segment off of their CD called The Art of Conversation. And is it ever?
Thank you.
This is Oren Evans, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Check it out.
No room in the halls for the crazy poet. No room for his vision to fly. No room in the halls 'cause he broke the china. He took the mask off us all, turned our eye towards the sky. Oh, that crazy poet, nothing he ever does rhymes. Plot out and manage a plan for the angry young man to answer what, where, and when, and why. I put it on my desk in the morning, but he's naked swimming upstream, spawning new life at the edge of the glacier. He doesn't care if you know what he means. He's a leaping poet. Fire and water are one. He's a lover poet. He'll thrust his words into you till you birth a rising sun. Poets, come out of your closets. Poets, come out of your closets. Walk on a high wire. Walk. Noticing the clocks in your house, you are setting the second hands to synchronize. You are curious about each second. Each gesture I notice, the flick of a wrist, my own feet on some stairs the next day. Each gesture, every flock that takes flight, like those swallows. Sudden yellow, a burst of daffodils caught in peripheral vision. All part of a grand hologram. Three-dimensional ticking of moving parts. Noticing the clocks in your house, you are synchronizing the second hands to synchronize. You are curious about each second. The coincidence of noticing the painting in the sea shanty, that roadside restaurant where the words were the same. On that plaque. Do you believe in coincidences, you ask? Well, we cannot change the weather, but we can adjust the sails. As if it was all meant for you to see. As if it was all meant to be. In a whisper, you remember the cornfield? I guess it's time to say goodbye. You've warned me, but in some last words, address regrets. There are none. There are none. There are none. For the crazy poet, no room for his vision to fly. No room in in the halls, 'cause he broke the china. He took the mask and let us fly. Oh, that crazy poet, nothing he ever does rhymes. Plot out and manage a plan for the angry young man to answer what, where, when, why. Put it on my desk in the morning. He's naked, swimming upstream, spawning new life at the edge of the glacier. He doesn't care if you know what he means. He's a leaping poet. Fire and water are one. He's a lover poet. He'll thrust his words until you birth a rising sun, a rising sun.
Rolling.
Hold on. All right. That was the groovy and enchanting Katie Bowl. It's a great name. With the 2015 tune, The Crazy Poet Song, off her newest 2015 CD called All Hot Bodies Radiate. So she is one adventurous jazz singer that keeps the audience on the edge.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just with the title of that song and the album.
I mean, we're already doing good right now. It's getting hot in here.
you get a program director's attention with that, with a title like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's like a whole stack of red dominoes that just fell down.
I always felt that way about Frank and Nancy Sinatra's Something Stupid. Even if you hadn't heard the song before, you'd look at that. It's Frank, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Something Stupid.
Yeah, right.
You know, you'd play it just what are you up to, man?
It doesn't matter what it sounds like. You play it because of the words.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. So she was born and raised in a very musical family. Her folks were good friends with Lenny Tristano and a family friend singer, Sheila Jordan. And she was not only a good family friend, she was a huge inspiration for Katie. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Katie was extremely eloquent in her thoughts on music and life. And this is what she had to say about going to a live jazz gig alone. This is good.
If you go to a jazz club by yourself, you are instantly with people. It's just built into that culture that you're never alone. There's always, you can always connect to the people around you.
She has consistently released albums, performed live, orchestrated multimedia projects, taught, and so much more. She's drenched in the arts. She is many things to many people, but when I asked her who she thought she was, this is how it was orchestrated.
Well, I have a student sitting in the room. Who am I, Liz? Oh, I'm the mother of all things good. Is that what you said? I'm a nurturing artist. I am. It's true. You know what? That's a darn good way to look at it.
Speaking of that influence and a singer of legendary status, here's the great Sheila Jordan next on the show. This is the tune Falling in Love with Love, and that's what we do around here next on Neon Jazz.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. Then love fell out with me. Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love everlasting. everlasting. That love fell out with thee. Falling in love with love is falling for make believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was high. I wasn't wise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting.
This is Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I am Katie Bull, a jazz singer from New York City. Listen to the music!
Thank you.
That was the very talented alto saxophonist and composer Sarah Manning with the 2010 tune Marble off her CD called Dandelion Clock. She is one talented musician with four albums under her belt and plenty more to come. Her latest album is called Harmonious Creature, and she is that. She got her real vault into the jazz world in the San Francisco Bay Area and then moved right on back to the East Coast. She grew up in Connecticut, but these days she is in New York City and she's digging it. From the mind and matter of yet another composer and saxophonist on the program, here's Pete Robbins with that 2008 tune, The Hate Laugh Shimmy, next on the show.
this is Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
That was talented jazz trumpet man Ted Kirson with the 1962 tune, Fire Down Below. He got a huge leap into the jazz world and his card punch, so to speak, by recording and performing with that man known as Charlie Mingus. right out of Philadelphia, like Orrin Evans at the top of the hour. He was 10 years old when he got his first trumpet, and at the urging of Miles Davis, he moved to New York in 56, and who would say no to Miles? And he immediately performed and recorded with Cecil Taylor. So, from the vinyl and that beautiful sound, and from jazz pianist and a composer and a good songwriter, this is Cy Coleman with the 1963 tune, Old Devil Moon, or his take on it, off that LP, The Old School Way, listening to it, Broadway Panorama.
As we said, right off the vinyl, drop the needle, boys.
Yes, sir.
Here comes Cy. Hit it.
We'll be right back.
That was jazz, blues, and R&B pianist and organist Big John Patton right out of Kansas City, Missouri.
You want a description of groove? Listen to that last song, friends.
Oh, man. That is the way it was laid down. Those guys knew how to ring that Hammond B3.
Yeah.
And that was the song Ding Dong off a 1995 album called Understanding. And Big John was one of the most in-demand, hard-bop, and soul jazz organists during that golden era of the Hammond B3, and that would have been between 63 and 1970, and he was laying down the mustard on that soul jazz. He was huge in the development of funk and blues rooted in that soul jazz, and this cat either performed or collaborated with the great Grant Green, Lou Donaldson, and John Zorn, and it doesn't get any more full of soul than that. So from that soul, we move right on into Italian trumpet man and flugelhorn player, Flavio Botro. We bring you Black Jazz off his 2012 CD, Joyful, next on Neon Jazz.
Here's a horn with a goomba.
That's right, my friend. We'll be right back. Again, that was Flavio Botro with Black Jazz. And closing the doors on this house of jazz that was his bandleader, trumpeter, cornetist, and vocalist, Oscar Papa Celestin with his Tuxedo Jazz Band. This is the tune High Society off his 49 to 53 collection of songs. And it's with that we say goodbye, and we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man cutting the broadcast sugar cane every time we flick that air sign on, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Sweet.
Yes. Like what you heard, let us know. We love to hear your sugar cane. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jazz.